Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Johnny Newton spoke to the media today, the rookie defensive tackle for the Commanders. This was actually really interesting. I had not heard this, and maybe he broke his own news on this because I didn't see this anywhere. So you know that he had the foot operation earlier this offseason on a foot that the Commanders and every other team knew needed to be operated on. He played through the pain this season. He played through an injury. So he had the right foot surgically repaired. Well, apparently when they were trying to figure out exactly what needed to be done on the surgery on the foot, and they took an x-ray of both feet. And the reason that he needed the operation on the second foot, and he had basically the exact same injury in the other foot, he didn't find that out because he hurt it running or playing or because he was in pain or discomfort. He actually told reporters today, I never actually felt anything, even discomfort, in my second foot. It was never a problem. It's just that when they took images of both feet to try to do a compare and contrast of the hurt one, they found out that the other one also had a similar problem and needed to be surgically repaired. Makes me feel actually a lot better about the whole situation.
Me too.
Not only because of how quickly he recovered, he's already on the practice field. He took part in 11s today. He was doing endo drills the last few days. He is elevating every single day what they're asking him to do, what he's able to do. But it's not like that was an injury he suffered where he was in a walking boot and then had to go get surgery. He's at the doctor's office, and they're doing some imaging, and they go, hey, man, you know you're hurt? And he said, no, not at all. And they said, we could just knock this out for you. While we do one, we'll do them both.
Yeah, we're already going to get a one. We could just reverse it and do it in the other one.
And maybe, I'm sure for the recovery, there's a reason that they did one first and
then the other.
But the point is, everything that has come back on Newton, from how quickly he healed to the actual story behind this injury, I think it makes you feel a lot better than where we were worried that this could be a Doxson or a Samuel situation that just lingers forever. It seems like he's blowing past that.
100%. And it is a relief. Because I was basically, as soon as you hear, yeah, he had a foot problem that everyone knew about, it's why he slipped in the draft, but we just discovered another foot problem, and he's only got 2 feet. And a guy of that size and that build, there's a lot of pressure that's going somewhere, right? For some guys, it's knees, it's back, it's hips, and for him, it looked like it was his feet, and that was going to be an issue. It sounded like one of those overly optimistic prognoses where, yeah, he'll be back. He's going to be day-to-day for a while. Then he'll be day-to-day in December still, and he won't have played, and you're going, oh, my God, we're doing this again. That's not the case. It's the opposite of that. He has breezed past every milestone, to your point, and it sounded like they had to hold him back just to make sure, just to take kind of precaution, which is very, very different than we're used to seeing right here. It's welcome.
So I want to revisit some of the discussions you and I had to set some expectations for him. You know, I'm buying big-time stock in the player. Wasn't overly familiar with him until after really.
Wasn't on the radar for Washington, right?
I just didn't think they were going to take defensive tackle, so I didn't study the position that well. I knew him from watching a little college football, but I didn't give it much more thought than that. And then after they took him, you go back and you watch, and you just fall in love. I mean, he is such a high motor, effort, athletic freak, just a real impact performer who had, over the last 2 years, you know, 22 tackles for loss and 16 sacks or so in college. But I'm buying big-time stock. I just believe he's going to be a pocket-pushing, a defender who can create some havoc. You know, we talk all the time about how quarterback's the most important position in football, and nobody would dispute that. But if that's true, it is also true then that right there below that should probably be the interior offensive line protecting closest to that quarterback and the interior defensive line affecting that quarterback. And I think he's going to be that kind of guy. But now that he is, air quotes here, healthy, and he's got the clean bill of health, and it sounds like he's on a trajectory to get some legitimate camp work in the next week or two, do you reassess how much you think he could help this team this year? Because I know you've kind of thought it's a little more of a redshirt year for him.
Yeah, but certainly my eyeline for him or ceiling for him has gone up tremendously. Now, I still think there's a limit. There are two guys that should play a lot of snaps. He'll give them a break, and they can get more time off in Payne and Allen. They were playing 80, 90% of snaps a lot of weeks. That's just unsustainable. It's not the smartest thing to do.
70%, let's say, to be fresher. Well, that now creates 60%
exactly.
For him.
Yeah, so that's 45, 50, even north of that. And you start factoring in different packages where you can play that kind of, you know, five down lineman, that bare front where he could be moving around. That's more exciting and more enticing to me. So this has kind of gone for me from a luxury pick where I didn't think they had any luxuries. I mean, this to me was buying a Cadillac when you're missing a roof. That's kind of changed now a little bit. If he's able to go from the get-go and be impactful and, you know, sort of now you've kind of layered talent behind John Allen if you'd like him to move on and save some money next year for what? That's TBD. But it's a little bit more exciting for me than a guy that was going to have a nagging injury risk that everyone else knew should fall. And you were the one that was so smart. We got something that no one else does. Well, gamble might work out for you if he's able to play.
And I'm a big fan of when you're on the clock at 36 and you see a player that shouldn't be there and you know next year, I can't get a guy like this unless I drafted in the first round. You've already got your vision, and their vision board might show that John Allen's not going to be here next year. He's got no guaranteed money. Or maybe you do rework his contract and keep him around, and you've traded Daron Payne. But one way or the other, this guy's going to be elevated, playing a massive role, and you're still going to have potentially four more seasons of him, you know, or I guess because he's a second-round pick, three more seasons for him on his rookie contract before you have to even consider giving him any kind of a raise. So had no problem with that pick. Josh Harris was at practice. The entire ownership group, it sounds like, made it out today. I liked that they still got a very nice welcome. I heard B. Mitch and Finley earlier today, who have done a great job covering training camp on site for us here at 106.7 The Fan. And those guys were asking, JP brought it up, he said, when do you think the hero's welcome will subside and it's not going to be like a novelty of everyone cheering and chanting thank you as Josh Harris walks out? And I got to thinking about that driving in, Danny. I think it's going to be a while.
Yep.
It, as long as they're not bad or there's no off-the-field drama, turmoil, controversy that comes from the ownership group, even if you're just normal and competitive and not that good, that is such an upgrade for people.
Yes.
Many of them at training camp today haven't been at camp in years because they refused to do anything that supported Dan Snyder. So just the idea that I'm allowed to watch games without feeling bad about it, that I'm allowed to go to the stadium if I haven't done that in years, that I can go to a practice and buy my kid a hat or a t-shirt when I swore that off, I got my thing back because of these people buying the team from Dan Snyder. So I think that's not going to go away anytime soon. They obviously have to win to be beloved. I'm sure Josh Harris at one point with the 76ers when he took over, everyone was very excited, and they don't have a title yet. I think they've done a good job. I think the process worked. We could debate that. I happen to think going from a terrible team to a team that has a chance winning 50 games every year is a pretty nice job well done in the front office. Having said that, if years from now they're not getting deep into the playoffs, I'm quite sure people will have a different feeling or just a different reverence or lust, love for this group. But right now, it's more about Dan being gone still than them being here. So not surprised at all that they're still getting the big ovation.
Yeah, and I don't know when the honeymoon ends. We asked this rhetorically a couple different times and even, you know, opened up to calls at various points over the last year. Plus, I know that I'm not there yet, by the way. I'm going through a football season where there's no Dan Snyder was delightful. I can't wait for the next one. And I don't think they're going to be particularly good this year. They have a quarterback that I'm excited about. And long term, that's the most interesting thing. But I don't know when that's going to rub off. I don't know when the novelty is, okay, now let's actually start trying to build something. Because they've done everything that I have ever asked for the most part. Right? There's still some things that I think they're missing the boat on, and I disagree with them and would tell them so if they asked. They shouldn't ask, by the way. But hiring a general manager and having empowering that general manager to go build his staff, but have the buck stop with him. Understand that you need to reach out to fans and engage them in so many different ways. They've been outstanding in the community. They have the football structure that I want. Even if I would have gone, hey, I might not have hired that head coach. Or I might not have gone about, you know, changing the name this way or dropping these little hints about the stadium or whatever. Those are regular football conversations. And I will not take for granted that that's what we get instead of, okay, so the Eastern District of Virginia has an investigation, but so does the state of Virginia, and the federal court in D.C. does too. But that doesn't count the harassment charge in the lawsuit.
But are based you talking about the harassment case, or are you talking about
the first harassment
investigation
case.
Into the money that they scammed from the season ticket holders?
The third harassment case, because okay. There are so many. We're not doing that anymore. Yeah. We're just doing a football thing, and it's so refreshing and so nice.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.